everybody, this is Dr. Cherry. Welcome to the Cosmic Code radio show. Well, we are again back on the air, and it's Wednesday. And how fast, again, the day goes by seems to be just incredible. Life is passing us by so fast. And this is why it's important for each one of us to cherish those days, to cherish the moments and enjoy the experience, because anything can be taken away from you in a matter of a second. It could be an accident going to work. It could be a disease snuggling on you. It could be a misunderstanding. It could be anything, and all that you have is now gone. So this is why it's so very important, knowing that the future is a reincarnation of your thought, and you have managed in your life to bring the magic, to bring the people, to bring the security, to bring the situation, to bring all this at your advantage. It's so very important that you keep it alive and that you enjoy every moment of it. Because you know what? That is something I have learned over the years. The sad reality is that life is a constant process of changes. And one day, the movie will end, and the part you're playing in that situation and with that person will end. It will end, if you're lucky enough, when you are 85 years old, saying goodbye and kissing for the last time the person that you love the most. Or it could be gone in a few days, in a few weeks, or a few months from now, because you don't know what you have. You don't understand what you have. And you're not responding to the constant demands that you see as harassment or control from the people that cares for you. So just be aware, because time goes by real fast. Now, well, let me tell you what happened. Tirania has been working really, really hard trying to set me up with some police officers and a couple of police chiefs that are working with us. And yesterday, one of them called me. Of course, I'm not going to say his name. And we spoke on the phone, and there I was explaining to him how astral psychology can depict a deadly plutonic soul walking around. How astral psychology can be applied for any police officer, and why astral psychology should be taught at the police academy. And this guy was listening to me, giving him all the explanation of all that I could do to help him and to help police. And after everything's been said and done, he turns around and he says, "But Dr. Cherry, explain to me, what is it you could do for the police?" What a moron. This is all I did for 1 hour, explaining to him what I could do for the police. Then I said to him, "Well, maybe I sent you the links. Tirania sent you all the links. Did you read what other police officers have said on that specific website?" He said, "Oh, no, I didn't have a time to read. I didn't have time to go there." You see what I'm talking about? And moron like this, police officers are excusable because they're working. They're the victims of those morons. But moron like these police chiefs in Phoenix, and God knows millions of those suckers out there, are in position of power. They have at the tip of their fingers the life of your boyfriend, of your husband, of your brother, of your uncle, of your child. And this moron, there is no other way to classified, such an imbecile, never caught a single word of what I said. And these are the people that mix up the government. These are the people that mix up your school system, your educational system, the elites of the government. Oh my God! Oh my God! What a freaking world did I land on? Now you see what I'm up against, people. You really see what I'm up against. Ignorance. Oh my God. The people that have no single idea what I have to offer, the very people that have the power, are morons. So, where do we go from there, listener? Where do we go from there? What do I do? What's my next move? So I already stopped Tirania. I said, Tirania, stop. Stop calling people. Stop aiming left and right to get somebody to listen. Because you know what? They can't hear me. They will not hear you or me, honey. Forget it. She's strong-willed. And she's very committed to help me, obviously. She kept doing it. But I know. Yeah, I know that it feels like, and if you're a VIP reader, you know already, it feels like I'm trying to explain to a fish in his own little world, in his own little tank, that there is other worlds, parallel worlds, that are interacting, omnipresent in his own world. And do you think a fish can rationalize, think, or perceive what I have to offer a different world? Hell no! And this is what I had to deal with yesterday. And incidentally, this is what I expected. I anticipated. Because morons, ignorance, imbecile, religious lunatics is what makes 99% of the moronic mass and its leadership. Oh my God! Again. What a world I landed on. And that is the price someone like me has to pay. When you are ahead of time. When you know better. So, shall I just give up? This is what I was saying to Tirania. You know what? Excuse my French. F them. Right, because why should I waste my time? You know, Jesus says, don't offer pearls to swines. Damn, was he right? And when you are the only person, or another handful of my advanced students, including Tirania, who can perceive this world, and here you are facing a thick wall of imbecility. How do you pierce it? How do you go through it? How? For 35 years I have tried. For 35 years. Well, you know what? The good thing is that, you know, there's much more people joining me, much more students taking my course, much more people endorsing and supporting me on a daily basis from a few websites that I post my newsletters. So it's going to take a time. It's going to take a while. How can I reverse, let's say, a lifetime of this moron that I dealt with yesterday? How can I reverse his ignorance? He's a kid. He's barely 30-something years old. He's a kid. I'm twice his age. How can I reverse 30 years of ignorance and stuff him with 60 years of advanced spiritual values and true wisdom. How do I do that? I can't. I can't. You can bring the horse to the water, but you cannot make him drink. And that is the dilemma that I have. And that is the incredible challenge that I have. Spending all my life at the expense of my relationship, facing the computer, writing 24/7, giving proof, giving my life literally for free for morons that are not willing or ready just yet to enter the archetypal realm of consciousness, which is much too much to ask them. But the same very people won't take a second to honor the word science and to investigate my writings, my previous past predictions, watch my TV show, listen to my radio shows. Where are we going, people? These are the same morons that believe that somebody 2,000 years ago walked on water. Oh my God! Again. You would have to pay me millions of dollars and ask me, and as a matter of fact, duct tape my mouth for me to remotely think of accepting such archaic, stupid beliefs, knowing that religion has killed more people than all the wars, natural disasters and disease combined together. The world is so young, its population so reluctant to upgrade its own spiritual vibration, so trusting. And the world is willing to pay and get deceived instead of accepting the truth, the reality of things. Luckily for me, there are more and more people, as we approach the year 2012, willing to listen to Dr. Cherry, willing to investigate Dr. Cherry and my work. You know, April the 6th, only a few days ago, I was on Coast to Coast, and I clearly, literally begged any police officers out there listening. And there was about 20 million people listening. So in 20 million or more people listening, knowing that the cops works night shifts and day shifts or 24 hours a day, knowing that the show was rebroadcasted many times in different time zones, in different states, around 800 different radio stations, don't tell me that only a handful of cops, these are the smart ones that have emailed me, have heard my message. They did not. Even with the words that I used, the passion, the intensity, the wisdom, making them aware they are seriously prone to die during a plutonic windows and their police academy and chief of police are not going to help them. I only got a handful of those people willing to listen, to grow, to learn, and take my healing seriously. Oh my God! Oh my God! What a world did I land on? If stupidity could be classified as anything, I don't even think, knowing where I've been in my life, dealing with your local government, the police, the educational system, your schoolmasters, I don't know what I could use to represent them. There is no words in the English vocabulary that surpass imbecility, moron, and stupidity. I tried an ostrich sticking her head in the ground, not being able to accept the facts and the reality of life. I have tried the very famous monkey wagon to classify some losers. Guess what? Nothing worked. Where are we going, people? But when I said to Tarania, honey, I want to quit. I want to give up. I can't give no more pearls to swines. Can't do that no more. And she's there saying, no, you got a mission. And I'm here with you. I'll tough it all out with you. I work with you. I understand your stress. I am like you, disgusted with this world out there. Totally, completely, entirely disgusted as much as you are. But don't give up. You know, it's like if I was asking her, Tarania, I give up all my love for you. She'd rather die. She'd rather die than to actually give up. And that is the truth. All right. The good news is that in time, all that I do today for the police or for the children or for you, my listeners, all that I'm doing right now will pay off. But it seems to be for the children of the future. For every word I said, every newsletter that is in the newsletter is there to be there forever. And when this moronic government, this moronic law enforcement elites, this moronic educational system, and the general stupidity plaguing the human psyche and deceiving religion will be erased, then I can see the children of the future looking at those people, laughing their head off, said, oh my gosh, did they actually behave this way? Did they believe in somebody walking on water? My gosh, how come they did not even understand the genius of Einstein or Dr. Cherry? And again, I'm not being an egocentric by saying that what I have is genius-like. And the future has and will always be my true witness. So stand by people, because all my work will never be wasted. But my work will pay off in time. All right, I guess we're going to take the calls now. And we're going to go to Eris, are you here? Eris?
Yes.
Ah, my dear friend Eris. Where are you calling me from, my friend?
I'm still over in Reno. I just wanted to call and say hello, and I'm sharing with a lot of people the work you're doing. So, you know, it's happening.
You know what? I am glad. I needed to hear that, my friend, because as I said, Tarania and I, we are working so hard. And knowing that I'm literally all over the world, and to realize that there is so little people that are listening, or actually millions of them are listening, but they are not hearing me. And that's where I'm having a little bit of a problem, my friend. You know what I'm saying?
I know. I just want to let you know that there are people who are listening and hearing what you're saying. It just takes time for people to wake up to really what needs to be done, you know. So just hang in there.
All right, my friend. And again, it is because of people like you that hear me and then support me and understand me that I am still here doing the job, put it this way. All right, my friend. So you're calling me from, where are you? Where are you? Reno, Nevada?
Right now, I'm still over here.
Okay. All right, my friend. So what is it you want me to do for you today?
Well, it was it was my birthday on the 10th, the same as Tarania, you know.
Oh, and yes, actually, well, belated happy birthday.
Thank you. I just want to see if there's any spontaneous intuitive message you have.
Hi, Rose. Happy birthday.
Hey, happy birthday, dear.
Thank you.
All right. So let's go and check you up a little bit. Being born like Chiranya in April, the tail of the dragon is on your fifth house of love, of romance, and children. So if you're in a relationship like we are, you have to prepare for challenges. You have to be prepared for adaptation with your partner in so many levels.
But I don't have a partner right now.
Well, in that case, that is a good news. So you don't have to undergo the stress of the tail of the dragon. But do you have any children?
No.
Okay, well, again, you're being saved by not having any energy in this house. But the good news is that the head of the dragon is right on your wishes area. And that means if you socialize, and you seem to be particularly attracted to foreigners, chances are you will be able to fill up your fifth house of love, romance, and the seat of attraction between human beings. So that is a good thing. But let me proceed and push you forward, Yero, okay? As of August 2009, the tail of the dragon will be removed from those houses. And the area that will be affected will be your career and your home. So at that point, I don't know if you want to move, but you are set by the universal code to relocate and to reevaluate and restructure your career. Do you understand that? Do you agree with that yet?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's pretty much what I have for you as far as your own predictions are concerned, my friend.
Okay.
So I want to thank you for calling, and again, thank you also for your support. And keep listening, keep reading the newsletters, and again, thanks ever so much for your support, my friend.
Absolutely, you're welcome, and good talking to you again, and I keep spreading the word for you as well.
Thank you, my friend. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye bye.
All right. Why don't we go to New York. And who am I talking to? Am I talking to Diana or Liz? Who am I talking here to?
This is Liz, Dr. Turi.
Okay. And what question do you have for me, Liz?
It's for my mom.
Your mom?
Diana, yes.
Diana is your mom?
Yes.
Is she listening?
No, she's not. She doesn't have an internet connection or anything. She wanted me to call for her.
Okay, and what do you want me to tell your mom?
Okay, her birth date is the 10/13.
I got that on the screen, honey. I've got everything. But what do you want me to do? You want me to emphasize an area, to explain an area, to be general? What do you want me to do?
I have a question and to be general.
Oh, yeah, go
she
ahead.
She has had an UFO experience.
Follow me. Say it again.
She has had UFO experiences.
Honey, it's not surprising. I'm looking at a chart. She was born with the tail of the dragon in Aquarius. Like Tyrannia, she has the same dragon, exactly the same dragon. And when you're born with the tail of the dragon in Aquarius, absolutely anything can and will happen to you. On the negative side, Princess Diana and the crocodile hunter,
yes.
Junior Erwins, both of them have the same dragon than your mother in Tyrannia. And you know how those two people end up, yes?
Yes, I have the same dragon.
Well, then just be very careful when you have such a dragon, because you could attract the wrong friends and you could be at the wrong place at the wrong time if you don't understand the cosmic code or do things when you feel like not respecting the universal laws of the moon, okay?
She follows you. She is awesome, and your work has been making an impact on my family. I just want to thank you for that and let you know that you are being heard by those that matter. And I'm praying your word.
Thank you, Israel. Thank you.
Now, it's been hard on some people who they just cannot comprehend. Mm-hmm. But they sooner or later do come back and ask me questions. And they do understand. So you're making a difference.
Thank you so much. I really do appreciate that. Now, Let me tell you something. Your mother is naturally set by the universal code to have UFOs experience, and I wouldn't be surprised if she is pretty much like me in contact. And I am in contact with them on a direct level since I was born, literally. And your mother may be subconsciously in contact with them, and that's why it is something that needs to be mentioned and something that you wanted me to discuss today, okay? Now, your mother has the head of the dragon in Leo, like Charania, Princess Diana, in her wing when they were alive. And that means, of course, the option for your mother to do a phenomenal work in this lifetime. If she reached the head of the dragon, which means bringing the light to others, doing something for children outside of oneself, this dragon demands you to own the stage, and it can be used selfishly, only for yourself. And of course, the karma that imparted by such a behavior will be terrible at the end, because once you gain fame, you realize that you don't have your freedom anymore. People cut you in pieces. You are watched on the internet making love. God knows what could happen to you. So it's very important when you have a dragon's head in Leo to reach the head and establish the light, promote the light, and do it all for the children of tomorrow. If you do that, the universe, in God, for that matter, will bring you an incredible karma. You understand that?
Yes.
She's all right.
Almost 65. So, how can she do that?
Well, you know what? Your mother, there is no age. I am 60 years old, honey. Your mother is 65. She's 5 years my senior. And she doesn't have to spend 35 years like I do mastering the cosmic code. No, that's too painful. I already have this information. She could take the shortcut and let me educate her. And then with the education, the new advancement, the new spiritual advancement, joined with the 2012 new energy or the golden gate that would free mankind from religion, from deception, and from the past, then she can join in the 2 or 3 years from now and sit on her head of the dragon and doing a miraculous job. You know, what's interesting is that as of August 2009, your mother is going to get the head and the tail of the dragon affecting her home and her career, which means she's already thinking of moving in a different direction. You hear me?
Is that residence-wise or career-wise?
Yes, that's what the new dragon is going to impose her to do as of August 2009 for 2 years. She will have to do something. She either stay at home and take care of the family, which she can do very well, or she could stay home and take care of the family, which she does very well, and at the same time, educate herself and start a business and reach the children from a computer. You hear me?
Yes. What do you make about the experiences with the UFOs? She had one this past Sunday.
Well, she, again, you know, when it comes to UFO experiences, some people would attract it and some won't. A magnet would not attract a piece of wood. If you don't believe in UFOs, you're not going to attract it. You have to believe in Jesus, Allah, or Buddha to attract this type of religion and the legacy, which is ignorance and death at the end, if you sign up for such a junk. But if you sign up for the cosmic code and if you sign up for God's faith and God's tools and understand and use his signs, then
Hello?
You're going to attract a lot of good things to you.
Hello?
Hello, are you hearing me?
Hello?
Okay, I guess we have Hello? Lost... We have lost...
Hello?
Okay, we have lost you, honey. I guess we're going to go to Sacramento now. We're going to go to Rebecca. Rebecca, are you here?
Yes, hi, Dr. Turi.
Okay, well... I can you hear me, Rebecca?
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, I can yes. hear you all right. I can hear you all right, Rebecca. Now, we have lost Liz, and I apologize, Liz. Sometimes technicality let us down here, and I am sure Don has a phenomenal website with the archives. So you will be able to hear the end of what we were talking about. So one more time, I apologize to you, okay, because you just drop off the air. Okay, so we're back with Rebecca. Rebecca, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing?
I am doing just phenomenal. The only thing
even though you had trouble with the police.
I don't have any trouble with the police. They have trouble reaching me. Usually, it's easy for the police to get to you. Trust me, they can get to you anytime they feel like. They got big cars, they got raiders, they've got more information to get to you. But they don't seem to be able to get to me. Do I make sense?
It's a one-way street.
You got it. All right, sweetheart. So what can I do for you?
Can you do an Astro Tarot reading?
You bet. Well, I'm going to ask Taranya to shuffle the cards. Okay, there you are. She did that. Now I'm going to ask her to open the card. And Taranya, tell her how to proceed. She has to... when you're going to say start, she's going to wait a few seconds. And then when you say stop, Taranya is going to say, okay, and my finger will stop on the card. You got that?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Start.
Okay.
All right. Taranya, pull the card and tell her what it is.
Wait a few seconds. You have the card of the Emperor.
What number is that?
Number 4.
Okay, so you pull card number 4. Number 4, very often, it's a male figure. It's an emperor. The number 4 represents the base of a pyramid. Okay? And
okay.
In your case, do you have any strong male figure around you? Like a husband, a boyfriend, a boss, somebody around you that would match this male figure?
I have a friend.
Okay.
But
I
am divorced.
Okay. All right. Well, let's understand that this card is not somebody you know just yet. Okay. There is a male figure ahead of you. Okay.
Oh. This, okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this person will want to build something with you. So it could be anything from a business to a relationship. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. So I can guarantee you that, and you mark my words, because you're going to call me back about it, okay? Around your birthday, there will, and that is next July, there will be somebody coming your way that will want to start either a business or a relationship with you or both. Do you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I do.
That's what it is for you, Rebecca.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Turi.
You're surely welcome, sweetheart. You're surely welcome. All right. So what are we going to do now? Let's go to Joe. Where are you, Joe?
Fall River, Massachusetts.
What's the weather like out there?
It's about 60 degrees. Pretty nice.
Ah, well, I call pretty nice 80 degrees like we have today in Phoenix, Arizona.
if you're having 30 degrees, 60 is pretty good.
You bet. All right, Joe, just tell me, what do you want me to do for you today?
About my job. Take a look.
Okay, well, let me tell you something. You were born in October, correct? Yes? Joe? Joe, are you here? I think we have some technical difficulties. Again. Joe, are you here, Joe? Hello? That is the problems and the dependency we have on technology. He's gone. Okay. Joe, you dropped. If you hear us, call again. But if you do not, I still want to do your reading. Now, you were born in a constellation of Libra. And as of since last December and until August 2009. Much of all that you've tried to accomplish has been neutralized. There's not much you won't be able to do, put it this way. And, you know, you're just also reflecting like millions of people, not just the United States, but you're reflecting the millions of people's stress imposed by the full restructure of the economy, which you certainly know well. I fully predicted coast to coast, many different radio, TV shows, and my books. So what I can affirm you, and again, the future is my only witness, okay, is that as of August 2009, the new dragon will be moving dead on your 10th house of career. And you are already set to restructure your career. And this might bring about a forced move. Again, you may not have to, but the opportunity may be a little bit, you know, far for you. But in any case, I would take anything. We cannot be difficult or fussy during those difficult days, my friend. Okay? You have to take whatever is thrown at you. As simple as that. And for the time being, as I said, no one, absolutely no one, can afford to be insecure, even though we have all the reason to be, or fussy about any job proposition. So whatever you have, even if it's a little job at McDonald's, you better hold on to it. You better hold on to it at least until this nasty dragon's tail is removed from the second house of money and self-esteem of the United States. So I can already tell you, Joe, from Massachusetts, that the dragon's going to be working on your favor. It's just a matter of time before things move in your direction. Now, just for the sake of it, if you are looking for a job, you must make a full-time job looking for a job. It's so very important not to go down. I think Joe is back. Joe, can you hear me?
Yes, I am back.
Now, did you hear all that? Did you hear everything that I said to you?
Yes.
You did. Okay. Now you could talk to me a little bit and what type of work are you doing? Are you in the real estate? Are you in the food industry?
Banking, investment? I got a social degree in electronics.
You're what?
I got a social degree in electronics.
Oh, okay. All right. For some reason, I see you as a pilot. I don't know why. You never thought of being a pilot?
No.
I don't know. Sometimes I see things weird. But as I'd mentioned in your reading, by August, let me kind of rephrase that, by August 2009 and for 2 years, the new dragon, we want you to completely and entirely restructure your career, okay? So that, as I said, may also force you to, you know, taking a job far away from home. But whatever it is, be confident because this dragon will work for you. So how long have you been into the electronic business?
How long?
Yeah.
How long you said?
Yeah.
2 years.
Do you like it?
It's all right. No, you know.
Okay.
I like to move more, and I like to meet people. It's, you know, that's the kind of work
you're
I like.
You're more of a public person. Of course, you're a Libra. Libra is the sign of balance, of energy, of psychology. It's a very masculine, altruistic, air, intellectually oriented, smart sign. That's what Libra is all about. But you never thought of working with money, investment, or the bank, your cash or something like that?
I do that a little bit on the side.
Because I see that too in your chart. That's why I mentioned it.
I like to deal with stocks and mutual funds, yeah.
Yeah, I believe you have some serious potential in your chart to be very, very wealthy, though. You have that. Did you lose everything in life once or twice?
I lost quite a few dollars the last 2 years.
Yeah, that I see some serious loss that has knocked down your self-esteem a little bit. But an option will be given to you to move in a very different direction. Electronics will always be there as a backup because you're a genius and you're on the right. But you have opportunity for learning and teaching something else that is maybe advanced more than electronics, maybe something that involve spirituality or even the legal system. It is such a range of opportunity given to you. But I see you doing well also if you were to invest in properties, just on the side, okay? The real estate. So if you were to work on the real estate, let me rephrase that, you would do a miracle for yourself if you were going into the appraising department because you're an appraiser by birth. You're an investigator by birth. You agree with me?
Yes.
All right, my friend. That's what I have for you.
Can I ask you another question?
You go ahead.
My wife's supposed to be operated in another few months. How's that thing going to go, dear?
She's supposed to be what?
Operated.
Oh, you mean the surgery?
Surgery, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, again, remember, I'm not a medical doctor, even though that I teach them. It's insane. I teach who in America in surgeon and that is cancer researchers and everything else. But could you give me a little hint? What month was she born?
It's 1457.
1457. Okay, so she's a Capricorn. Well, the good news about your wife is that the dragon said is moving on her. And this surgery is going to affect her in so many ways. Hypothetically speaking, your wife is kind of dying and rebirthing. I see an energy of dying and rebirthing around her. And that's going to be very, very productive in the long run. Do I make sense to you?
Yeah.
So you want to tough it out, you want to be strong, and all our prayer going to your wife, my friend.
Thank Good you, luck. Sir.
Good luck to you.
Good night.
You bet. Good night.
Bye.
All right, so why don't we go to, let's go to Georgia and talk to Lavette. Are you here, Lavette?
Hi, Dr. Tori, how are you?
Absolutely wonderful, now that I just vent out about the moronic chief of police that I dealt with yesterday. So can you handle my honesty, honey?
Oh, yes, I can. That's I'm looking for right now. I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
I would like to know, can you tell if I have had any UFO experiences?
Honey, you tell me, anyone born like you and I in February who does not have had any UFO experiences.
Okay, because I wanted to know if that showed up in my chart.
Well, honey, you are an Aquarius. Aquarius is ruled by a planet called Uranus, or in Greek mythology, the god of the sky. And Uranus rules UFOs, phenomenal, the future of mankind, astrology, new age matter, television, computers, the World Wide Web, the internet, the television, name it. So it's all about energy. Love it. It's all about energy. If you have the energy in you by birth, like me, okay, a magnet won't attract a piece of wood. So you're going to attract it. The idea is to be receptive. The idea is to be trusting so that you don't attract the negative UFO crowd, because you got some morons out there too. You know, it's not just good guys everywhere. Exactly. It doesn't work that way. And then this way you protect yourself from the low element of our celestial neighbors. Okay?
Gotcha. Now,
go ahead.
Oh, that was my main question.
Okay.
I wanted to know if that would show up in my chart.
It does show in your chart. And by the way, you have a very similar chart than I have. Do you do any writing? Just a question.
Yes, I do.
Okay, because you have the head of the dragon like me in your third house. The head of the dragon is a blessing for anybody. You and I have the head of the dragon in Aries. Aries rules the head, which means if anyone tried to put you last, you will become number one. It's the laws of the cosmic code.
That's true.
Okay. It shows also as an Aries dragon's head that you are meant to be, if you reach your dragon's head, of course, a leader of the mind. I mean, you are meant to be dealing with information that the normal moronic mass is not able to grasp from the cosmic code. Naturally, you have the gift of perception, you have the gift of investigation, and you have the gift of communication. Do I make sense?
Oh, okay. Absolutely. I think I'm already going that way. That's marvelous.
Well, it is your chart, and maybe you should consider sometime to let me do your full life reading and crystallize those information and so much more that I cannot approach on the air, of course, and crystallize this.
I'm trying to save up. I think I need that. I'm trying to save up.
Well, as I said, let me crystallize those information in a 90-minute tape and send you 30 pages of your career report with that. And maybe an hypnotherapy tape, because I see that you need that. And let me take care of you. That's what I'm here for. Now, remind me you're from the show, because if you're from the show and you call Tarania, you're going to save yourself $100.
Oh, really? Really? Okay, I definitely will.
So you call the office, you talk to Tarania, and you said, hey, I'm calling from the show, so I deserve $100 discount. That's the deal for today. Okay. Only for this show for now. Okay.
What about for classes? Do I get a discount for class?
Well, as a matter of fact, there is two deals going on right now. And aren't you a VIP reader? Do you read my Cosmic Code newsletters?
Yes, I think so. I was just reading it earlier.
Well, if you look at the very bottom, the last one that I sent today, which is titled "More Proof to the Police." I mentioned that you can get the course on tape for $5.50, or you can get the course with CDs and DVD for $8.50 with all the books and all the material. So I'm breaking down these two courses from the regular price of $1,500 to help the people because of what's going on with the economy.
Yeah. Okay.
By the way,
that'll work.
Yeah, so you just call Tarania and mention the deals that we're just talking about, and then we work it up from there, okay? Also, on my last newsletter, in one of my newsletters, I don't know if you read it, I cannot remember the title because I write newsletters as much as I drink water here. What I'm trying to say is, did you read that newsletter where I predicts on the radio and in my books the Rancho Santa Fe mass suicide a few years ago? Did you read that newsletter?
That sounds familiar. That sounds familiar. I usually read them all.
Okay. There is a memo on this very last newsletter that I wrote today. But in the one that I wrote today called "More Proof for the Police," guess what? I actually give them another proof that I predict the Washington, D.C. sniper killer. I wrote it in my books a year before it happened. I give the exact day for when this guy was going to start to shoot people. And all the details are into that newsletter. Now, guess what? At the same time, or during the same time, shortly after that, there was another sniper, a plutonic lunatic soul, killing people in Phoenix, in my own city right here in Arizona. And I was on the radio, and I gave the exact date when this guy was going to be caught on the radio. And you could see the guy who interviewed me. His picture is in my newsletter. So what I can strongly suggest to everybody is, as soon as the show is done, go to drturi.com, drturi.com. Scroll down to the box of the Dragon newsletter. Click on Read Newsletter. And while you're at it, you can also put your name and become a subscriber, so you get this newsletter right into your mailbox. And look at the pictures and read that I, inarguably, as much as I predict the mass suicide in Rancho Santa Fe a few years ago, I also give the exact date and inarguably predicted the Washington sniper killer. And
you're very accurate. Your moon powers are also accurate.
Well, moon power is the crystallization of the true values of my God-given gift. And I just don't understand. You know, as I'm speaking to you, honey, people are ignoring the red light in the streets. They ignore the stop sign, and many innocent people are dying because of this stupidity. Guess what, honey? As I'm speaking to you, 99.9% of the people are cruising this world, ignoring the laws written by God himself through the cosmic code, and ignore the signs. Even the police, which are supposed to enforce the laws, they are not respecting the laws of the divine. And here I am trying to educate these people, explaining to them that nobody is above God's universal jurisdictions. And the God I believe, and I hear, and I read, and I follow, and translate the signs, this God has nothing to do with the God they are shoving down your throat on a daily basis in over 875 different religions out there. I'm talking about the universal God, the God that speaks through the stars, through his creation. That's the God I'm talking about. And that's the God you're slowly and surely learning to understand and follow, honey.
Exactly.
Well,
definitely agree.
Well, you're going to be the last caller today, love it. I am going to take this opportunity.
Great talking to you.
As always, sweetheart, I am going to take this opportunity to say goodbye. And Tarana, say goodbye too.
Bye, everyone.
And I will ask you to tune in to the Cosmic Code next Thursday, as always. And goodbye, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Read my newsletters. Sign up. It's free. Bye-bye.